BD214 Network podcast is for mature audiences only. Any videos, music, or entertainment not originating from DD214 Network is used and covered under Section 107 of the Copyright Act of 1976, also known as fair use. Opinions expressed are our own and do not represent any DoD or U.S. government entities as a whole. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Viewer and listener discretion is advised. You are no longer alone now, because we have you.
Oh shit. Hit my hotkey by accident.
That's okay. How's everybody doing? How's everybody doing today?
Pretty good.
Everybody doing today.
It's fucking Tuesday.
I mean, it's definitely Tuesday, but it's kind of Sunday for like some of the people watching, right? So that's kind of the fun part, right? Like, it's Tuesday night for
us. I mean, I just kind of got thrown off for a second. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, anybody tuning in live, obviously it's Tuesday for them, but you know,
nobody else is going to see it till Sunday. So
it's Sunday on a Tuesday.
I'm okay with that too. Like, it's Tuesday for us, but it's like Sunday morning for everybody else. So yeah, they'll get to flip through the Rolodex, and we've already been done for a few days. So that's kind of how we keep it, anyways, right? It's kind of how we keep it. Freaking, How you guys doing tonight, dude?
I'm all right. I just woke up from a nap.
How was your nap? Did you dream sweet dreams?
Yeah, sure.
Did you dream sweet dreams?
When you take a nap, you don't dream. You just take a nap.
See, usually when I nap, I actually dream, and I usually don't dream when I sleep.
Sleep.
I'm like the exact opposite.
No, I have the same. The same thing happens to me, Jay. Like when I nap, I'll have a fucking straight on dream. When I go to bed at night, I shut completely down, like brain, black, everything, nothing's functioning. It's just I flatline.
Blackness. All of the darkness. All of the darkness. And then I become conscious again, and I have to do it again and again and again. Dude, it's been another 168. Fucking, how's everybody doing, dude?
How many times are you going to ask how we're doing? We told you already.
But why are you so agitated about it? I love you. You look so beautiful, John. You look so beautiful.
Oh, fuck off. Just get on with the show already.
This poor bastard.
He's going straight like New Yorker producer mode on us today. Fuck.
Fuck Jay.
No, get on with the show. There's things to
talk about. Forget about it.
I'll tell you what I did. I watched the movie. It was called Ricky Stenicki. It's funny as fuck. John Cena does cover songs about fucking masturbating and shit.
Jesus.
And it's about a bunch of fucking liars, including a redhead guy named Andrew Santino, Mr. Fowler, what was the other one again? Oh yeah, and Zac Efron. So great movie.
John,
he doesn't have anything funny to say. He's just and Zac Efron.
Just that guy too. John, did you see John Cena at the fucking Oscars a couple nights ago?
Oh, when he got Oh, when he got admitted into the Illuminati? Yeah, everyone saw it.
When he got admitted to the what? Like, what does that even mean? Is that what you have to do to, like, make your bones?
It's called, if you listen to the Cat Williams interview, that's what they call a humiliation ceremony, where they humiliate you in front of everybody in order for you to get in it, so you could get illuminated.
I thought that was the initiation into Scientology, but, you know.
I thought we all did that shit in the fucking army. Maybe they just should have just joined the military.
Yeah, but you didn't get gold naked statues for it in the army, did you?
Neither did John Cena. He was just presenting.
He got a gold statue somewhere.
He was presenting for best costume wearing no costume.
Wearing no costume, yeah. I mean, I like it as a joke. I like it. I like the meta joke. I do like the meta joke, like presenting best costume while wearing
nothing except nothing.
Yeah.
I do just want to give a big shout out and a big congratulations for John Cena to make it into the Illuminati. I think it's a big thing for him. I think it's a big, big thing for him. It's one of the biggest things he's ever done in his life. I'm so proud of him. He's done it. We knew it was going to happen, from him fucking fat chicks to going into the Illuminati. It's happening.
But see, they still can't see him. His name is John Cena.
But yeah, he's illuminated. He's in there now. You're going to start seeing the symbols in his photos now when he starts doing the upside down triangles and shit like that. You know.
John, what kind of a hat are you wearing tonight? Is that a tinfoil hat, or is it a ball cap?
Oh, if you really want to know, it's a BRVG hat, which you could get from www.cleansanchezmedia.com. Perfect stitching. Beautiful color. Nice fitting.
Oh, it's a trucker. Oh, I like that. That's like the trucker style. That's the old school.
Yeah, the DD214 one comes out Sunday.
Fucking A. Hey, spend all your fucking money on us, please. Like, we're living hand to mouth here.
Spend all your money on Clean Sanchez Media purchases.
You can buy a shit. Buy a shit.
All the funds go to production stuff. I have my weed money already.
John will throw us a bone when he needs to, but just keep the money rolling in, folks. Just keep the money rolling in. We're good.
It's funny because I'm getting more money still from my Streamlabs sales.
Believe it. I believe it.
And I haven't gotten a set. Well, I haven't really promoted Fourth Wall yet, but it's there. www.cleansanchezmedia.com. There's a directory. There's a portfolio. There is stuff on there. Fucking click it. But yeah, Ricky Stenicki was good. 9 out of 10. Andrew Santino is one of my favorite comedians right now. And it was just fucking, it was hilarious. It was a really good movie. Go watch it. It's on Prime.
Okay. Okay.
There's also on that website, there's also an application in case you want to try to get John to be inducted into the Illuminati next. That way we can have two John inductions back to back.
If I get inducted into the Illuminati, that means I would no longer have to live in a house like this. So.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Sad, don't tempt him. Don't.
No. I don't want to be illuminated.
I don't think our viewers can really handle all of that.
Listen,
I don't even think our viewers like have a clue what we're talking about right now, because they're just like, wait. Like, do you remember last week when we were talking about like how like our demographic and how like impossible it would be to like nail down our demographic?
We have a demographic.
That's what I, that was my entire argument. Thank you. That was my entire argument. It was like, if you put the three of us in a room by ourselves and said, I need you to reach all three of these guys at once, I don't think the best marketing person in the world would be able to figure it the fuck out. They could go with the veteran angle, but.
They're going to grunt walk into a bar? What?
They could try the veteran angle. They could try the veteran angle, but I don't even know that one would work.
Well, we can do it like this. Our demographic is 25% Marines, 25% Air Force, 25% Navy, and 25% Army.
Yeah, but then you're forgetting the Coast Guard and the Space Force.
They don't listen to us.
Fair.
Their IQs are just slightly higher than ours.
Yeah, remember, the ones in active duty have more time than the ones that are not.
You're not wrong. Point conceded on that one.
Sergeant Major Dick Dick could fucking sit at his desk all day for 8 hours signing, what do they call it, counseling statements.
Like Article 15s and shit. Like freaking.
Listening to DD214 Network.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just listening to like some assholes that he wishes he could be, even though he made way more rank than we ever did. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know,
I used to be a good soldier, as he's like signing off like another Article 15 recommending like immediate expulsion from the fucking services. You know what I mean?
Signing off Article 15 while looking out his window, yelling at some dumb private for walking on his grass.
Yeah.
Pissing in his catheter.
It wasn't you weren't like that when you were junior enlisted, were you, Sergeant Major? But yet here still you sit. You didn't used to be like that, but here still you sit.
Don't they call that?
So we're talking Sergeant Major real quick. I've got a question. Have y'all seen the new Sergeant Major of the fucking Marine Corps' ears?
No.
That motherfucker doesn't need to pull up YouTube to listen to us. He just picks it up on the fucking radio antennas out the side of his fucking head.
The former Marines?
Yeah.
The former Sergeant Major of the Army is a badass, Grinston, but he has some ears too that would definitely like.
He's talking about Sergeant Major Ruiz?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Let's see it, John. Pull it up, John.
As a Latin man, we just got big ears, man. I'm going to put it out there right now.
I'm from Missouri. You got to show me. I'm from Missouri. You got to show me. Yeah, you got to blow that up. Blow that up, John.
Up, and we just got taken down for using the words blow that up when talking about the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps.
Wow. Where the hell does picture go?
It's in the headline.
Right there. I can kind of see it.
Look, there you go. You get a good
measurement. Oh, yeah. Dude, my grandpa, you know, like when he was like 90 years old, you know, like your ears never stopped growing.
All right, but
that dude's got like grandpa ears. Like, yeah, dude, like I got, what is he like 40? That dude's probably younger than me. And like freaking like his ears are as big as my grandpa's were when my grandpa was 90. That poor bastard, dude. Like, he would 100% can hear us.
I would love for him to hear you now. I mean, you wouldn't have to say it to his face.
Dude, like, hey, dude, ears are huge. I'm sure this dude has heard it a million times. We're not saying anything that hasn't been said before. And I'm pretty sure.
Well, you know when that motherfucker was going through basic training back in the 90s.
Probably all he heard. That's probably the only joke he ever heard was probably about his ears. And then now he's a Sergeant Major.
All of the jerking off that was happening, too, because of his ears.
And now he's the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps. Freaking, like, now who's fucking laughing, right? Like, now who's fucking laughing? So, yeah, like, it wouldn't bother him. Oh, God. Did you guys see Francis Ngannou get knocked the fuck out the other night?
I actually did see that.
Oh, my God. How did it make you feel? Because I saw that and I was like, kind of saw this one coming, but.
It all happens to him.
Well, he tried. Straight from the UFC to like the top 10 ranks in boxing, dude.
Then you got that one dude, fucking Ryan Garcia, talking shit. You know, he gets kidnapped to go to Bohemian Grove, and then he starts talking about Francis Ngannou. You know,
I get the money fight. I totally understand the money fight. I get the red panty night. You work one night, you take some shots to the face. Possibly get fucking like knocked into fucking sleepy land for a little while. You're set for life after that, though. You're set. Ngannou going from like straight from the UFC to knocking down the heavyweight champion of the world. And I mean, if we're being honest, we talked about it on this show. Like, he kind of made the heavyweight champion look a little bit fucking sloppy.
So while we're talking about boxing, I gotta ask.
Listening.
It just really made me think. Do you think the rules that were written between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson were written by ChatGPT?
I don't know, but do we have confirmation those rules are even real? Because I don't know that Tyson would agree to some of those. I don't know that Tyson would, or his camp.
Well, Ariel Helwani was talking about it yesterday, and he seems to talk about it as if, like, when he was breaking down some of the things, like, one of the things that they confirmed is, like Jake Paul said, he's not going to wear headgear, but they never confirmed or denied if those were in the rules in the first place. You know what I mean? So, like, there seems to be some kind of truth leading to it.
I think we live in an age of it's really easy to disseminate misinformation, and it's really easy to – go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
There's also the other side of, because, you know, obviously the second the Tyson-Paul fight got announced, it became the big talking point in the boxing world, amongst boxing fans, everything, like, holy shit, Tyson's coming back to fight a 27-year-old. Tyson's fucking 57. So there's another part that could be, you know, they leaked these rules as publicity to have more people talking about it, because it's like, well, here's the rules that are going to be there, which is, you know, Jake Paul doesn't have to take a drug test. He can use performance enhancing drugs. He can wear headgear where Tyson can't. You know, all those bullshit rules that have been talked about. It could also be a publicity stunt to bring more focus to this is happening in a couple months.
Did you guys ever see that movie with Bruce Willis, Lucky Number 11? Like, they talked about it in that movie. They call it the Kansas City Shuffle. You make everybody else look left, you go right. So, like, I could see that, Joe. I could see that. Like a very classic, like, disinformation campaign. That way, when the fight is actually, like, officially announced and we know exactly what it's going to look like, you know what I mean? Like, the ink is barely dry on the paper right now. So we know there's been a deal made. We know it's going to be on Netflix.
We know it's happening June 20th.
That's it. Like, those are the only facts we have right now, the actual facts we have right now.
And I know there's only one way I'm going to watch it.
I'm probably going to be watching this one, Mike. Yeah, it's my boy. It's the Dynamite Kid, bro.
I'm just going to watch.
I remember he was the Dynamite Kid. That's how old I am. He was the Dynamite Kid when I was a kid.
I'm just going to have you on just to say that I watched two Mike Tyson fights while I was alive. So,
dude, like,
yeah,
I remember I didn't see Buster.
Dude, right.
I didn't see Buster Douglas, but I saw. Oh God, which one was it? It was one of his unification fights. I don't remember if it was the one where he unified all three or if he was getting the second one. But I saw one of his unification fights. Like, and that's how, like, I was young, but I still remember watching. It wasn't the first belt that he won. It was the second or the third. And I think the third was, like, Trevor Burbick. But I don't remember if it was Burbick or if it was the one where he won the second belt. And I know for a fact I saw one of those fights. And, like, I was at my buddy, like, my brother's house, like, in Tucson. His dad had a black box. You remember those guys? Like, the cable TV, the black boxes?
Yeah.
Remember that shit? With
the red numbers.
Yeah. His dad had the black box. So, every pay-per-view channel, HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, you name it, dude. Like, anywho. But yeah,
I just think it's kind of funny. I was looking through, I was just like, wait a minute, this is like as if a ChatGPT wrote this fucking shit.
It doesn't sound serious, does it? Like that, like nobody would agree to those terms. No serious. I don't think anybody would
Jake
agree.
Paul, to those terms. Why would Jake Paul even want to wear a headgear? He hasn't worn one since 2018.
I can almost guarantee you. For all the internet fuckery that he does, that dude's got a chip on his shoulder, like the size of like the Grand Canyon. Ask me how I know. because I carry a similar one on mine. I just don't do the fucking internet fucking fuckery. You know what I mean? Like that's like, I guarantee you that dude has no, like, would want nothing to do with a fight where he was forced to look, you know, like he was scared. I can almost fucking bet money. Yeah. Almost bet money. Like I would not put any stake or claim that he would wear headgear or that Tyson's camp would ever agree to him not being drug tested. You know what I mean? If Tyson was subject to drug testing. Now, if neither one of them are subject to drug testing, I might be able to see that one a little bit clearer. Where like both camps will just agree to fucking, we'll turn the other way, you know, but nah, dude, like Jake Paul's not going to want to look like a coward on this one. Like,
no,
not even close.
Yeah, I mean, he's fighting, at this point, he's fighting a boxing legend with, you know, going against Iron Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those cases of, you know, the last time Mike was in the ring was in 2020 for an 8-round exhibition match. So not really a bout.
Jones, right? Roy Jones Jr.?
Yep.
He looked good. He looked good to me.
He looked good then, you know, and there's been some videos that have come out of Tyson's camp, you know, over the last couple days even, of him training. And he looks, you know, he looks like he's gotten himself.
It's muscle memory. It's just
muscle memory and then just his physique overall. Like he's looking healthy. He's not, you know, he's not looking sluggish, worn down, torn, battered, beaten like most boxers at 58 years old look like. I mean, obviously Tyson has his own issues and stuff. We all know. But he's 58 fucking years old. He's about to fight a 27-year-old.
And he's about to have another red panty. And he's about to have another red panty night because of it. Like, and so, like, from Tyson's perspective, like, yeah, you've got nothing to prove to, like, the entire goddamn world. But you know what? Fuck it. Let's go out there one more time. Let's give everybody another show. Let's give everybody.
From Paul's perspective, this will honestly be make or break Jake Paul's fucking boxing career.
I don't know. I could see Jake Paul getting knocked the fuck out and getting pissed off about it. I don't know why.
Win or lose, he'll be benefit.
Say again, John. I'm sorry.
Win or lose, they'll probably just be a continued benefit for him regardless, you know?
I'm going to go with that too. I want to state unequivocally, I do not think there's going to be a knockout in this fight. I don't think there's going to be a knockout in this fight. But even if Tyson knocked his block off and sent him to the Shadow Realm, I think it would only fucking serve to invigorate Jake Paul. I really believe that. Like, I think it would only serve to, like, that chip on his shoulder is only going to get fucking, like, deeper. And the fucking, the cut is only going to go, like, farther into his heart. And it's going to make him want it more. It's going to make him want it more. And, like, I don't know where these fucking guys came from, dude. I remember, John, one of the first times we talked about the Paul brothers was when they found that fucking dead body. In like the goddamn suicide.
In Aoki Gahara. Yep.
Yes. And like, that was like one of the first times you and me ever brought up those, either one of those guys on this podcast. And now we're talking about him fighting Mike Tyson.
You know, what's real funny, how crazy this world is, how that was years ago when that happened and people had canceled Logan for that, hardcore for that. That was a horrible thing to do, you know? And now he's a top WWE wrestler and he owns the company. He possibly just broke the mold too with Matt sponsorships, which look like are coming to the WWE now, which is a big thing. And then you got his brother who's about to fight Mike Tyson.
And that's really hard to argue. And like I said,
and Betty White's dead. What kind of world is this?
You want to take some shots to the head for?
Yeah, I know. You know, Betty White didn't live to see any of this, and this is kind of a sad situation.
She really deserved like to at least make it to 100, and she was like what, like a week shy.
And good old Bobby Barker too.
And that's okay. You know what?
You know who would be having a fucking field day with this? Georgie. Good old Georgie.
Georgie Carlin?
Yeah. Georgie
yeah. Yeah, Georgie Carlin. Yeah, I was just watching a clip of Carlin today. Like, no shit. It's funny you even fucking brought him up, John. It's even funny you brought him up. Like, I was just watching Carlin him today. Carlin would be happy. Yeah, thank you. Yes. Thank you, Joe. Carlin would have a fucking field day today. A fucking field day. That motherfucker wouldn't know who to fucking punch at first. Yo, he wouldn't know which direction. He wouldn't even know which direction he was swinging because there's so many fucking targets surrounding him.
How do you think the comedy shows are like in heaven?
Well, I don't know if they're in heaven or not.
And if you want my honest opinion, all the comedians didn't go to heaven.
I don't know about the ones in heaven, but...
So the better question is, how do you think the comedy shows are in hell?
Listen. I like cannabis, and I don't like cheesecake. And there's cheesecake in heaven and cannabis in hell, so...
Just saying.
Why do you think all the comedians are in hell? Because they like cannabis and... they don't like cheesecake.
What's probably funny? How, like, you know, you have... You know, there's like, oh, the good guys, the religious good guys are like, oh, yeah, no, this is God's plan. This is God's plan. But they call it the devil's lettuce.
What does that even mean, right? Like, is it just me? What does that even fucking mean? What does that even mean? What devil? The only monsters I've ever come across in my entire existence on this planet have all been human. Like, all monsters are fucking human. And, like, what devil, dude? Like, what devil? Somebody show me that guy. Oh, where'd John go?
Uh-oh. I'll tell you what devil. The devil that decides that fucking making remaking Hollywood classics is a good fucking idea. That devil. Because
that motherfucker. Don't get me started with that motherfucker. We'll have a whole ass fucking thing about that. We'll get into a row. What do they call that? A row? We'll get into an old-fashioned row over that, Joe. Oh, where'd John go? John, you're scaring me.
Now, he had to use the ladies room.
He had to use the loo. Anywho. Did you say you saw a movie?
Yeah. So actually I was about to segue into that off of my last fucking comment. So Sunday night, sitting down on the couch, eating dinner. Ended up, he's gonna fucking be editing this shit later, and he's gonna see.
No, he's these not. Random no, he's not. No, we're just gonna air this on Sunday, like as it's showing right now, dude. Like, this is too easy.
But fucking so Sunday night, we get done cleaning, we order dinner, sit down to eat, and that new Wonka movie that came out back around Christmas is now on HBO Max with Timothy Chalamet, or however the fuck his last name's pronounced, and Hugh Grant and all that. So I was like, you know what? I like reading the Royal Dahl books growing up. I liked Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with Gene Wilder. This one, kind of just from watching the trailers and stuff, it had that more Gene Wilder-esque feel with the way the movie was presented with the trailers. Okay. So I was like, let me go ahead and watch it. It's not a remake. That's one thing that it definitely had going for it, because it's not a remake. It's a telling of a tale we haven't heard from Wonka yet, which is him getting to the point of opening a factory.
Being Wonka.
Being world renowned for being a chocolatier. I will say the movie was good. Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa was fucking weird.
Yeah, not a big CGI. Again with the
that was a controversial pick too. There was a lot of pushback. Hugh Grant's
would not have been my first pick either for an Oompa Loompa.
I think he actually said something about it too, that he wasn't very happy.
he wasn't happy because a lot of it I read after we got done with the movie. I was looking into some of the like trivia and stuff from the movie and interviews and stuff that him, Timothy Chalamet, and some of the other actors did. And Hugh Grant's big issue with it was that it was way too much motion capture and green screen than he would have liked.
Yeah, he's not a guy that does a lot of movies like that.
I was just gonna say it didn't stop him from cashing the check, though, did it? Didn't stop him cashing the check. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, well, and that's cool, the other. That's cool to hear.
That's cool to hear.
Like, I was actually getting to that, Cardenas. Like, the movie was good. Timothy, who plays Wonka, he did in an interview state he studied Gene Wilder from Willy Wonka religiously after he accepted the role. He was hesitant at first of accepting the role because he even was like, I don't know why we're doing another version of a movie that was great from the 70s.
Just one.
But then when he read the script and found out it was a totally different take. So yes, cash grab, obviously, but that's what Hollywood is just one giant cash grab. No matter what we're looking at, new movies, movie series that have been done a million fucking times, stuff like that. It's always a cash grab. However, he read the script.
I can hear the music in my ears.
The musical aspect of it, it was a little bit more musical than Gene Wilder's take, but it was good to the point of, I feel like if they were to reboot the Gene Wilder movie, like do another rendition of that, Timothy Chalamet would be number one pick for fucking Wonka for that, because he has a lot of Gene Wilder's mannerisms down. And it felt like a younger Gene Wilder up there portraying the part.
Okay, I feel you on that.
See a remake of Gene Wilder's, because
I feel you on that.
Of the Tim Burton fucking Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, which was a complete fucking dog shit.
What a missed opportunity to have John Cena as Willy Wonka.
Dude,
you can't.
Where would he be? We wouldn't be able to see. The whole movie would just be like, what the fuck are we watching?
I think
nobody would be there.
John's point.
They're apparently doing Heat. They're doing a Heat too.
No.
With
no.
The dude who played Elvis playing a young Val Kilmer.
No.
Why?
Do you guys ever see that movie Best of the Best? Like the kickboxing movie? Where like the Americans like fought against the South Koreans in like a kickboxing tournament? Like, do you remember that shit, John?
No, I never heard of that. Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts was in that shit, and James Earl Jones was in it as the coach.
James Earl Jones and
Eric. as the coach. And like at the very end, one of the Americans was about to like finish the job on one of like the South Koreans in the kickboxing tournament. But if he did, it would like hurt him too much. And so James Earl Jones was just standing there, like with his arms.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah, I swear to God, James Earl Jones in Best of the Best. No. Like, I swear to God, watch the end of that fucking movie. Tell me I'm wrong.
Mufasa.
Yeah, we're not. Are we seriously? Is what you just said true? Like, seriously? I'm just asking.
About what?
Yeah, no, it's true.
All right, John, go ahead and tell me about it. Let's hear about it.
No, that's it. That's all I have.
That's it.
They just announced that they're planning on doing it. They haven't made any further announcements.
Yeah, yeah. Austin Butler's doing that weird John Wick training.
For the movie. No.
Well, last year Jay dodged a bullet, but is he going to do it this year?
Which time? Which time?
The Blue Ridge Rock Festival tickets are on sale right now.
Oh, if you buy
it, baby fucking Jesus, not this shit again.
If you buy tickets to this fucking show, you deserve every last bit of your fucking pennies and dollars hard earned taken.
didn't even finish last year's. Last year's didn't even finish.
Last year's didn't even get their fucking last money back. Been
2 weeks straight talking about how people got fucking stuck.
They didn't even get their money back. It's still going on.
But listen to this. Their money back. Listen to this. They added another package called the Club Experience Pass that includes an indoor experience for the show.
Dude, when the fuck did rock festivals like stop being about fucking rock and roll? Like, what in the actual fuck timeline are we living in? The club experience at a fucking rock and roll concert? The club experience?
Welcome to the
Matrix. What does that even mean?
For the indoors. What
does that mean?
So, guys, get your Blue Rod, get your Blue Ridge. It's like a tongue twister. Get your Blue Ridge Rock Fest tickets today if you want to die in a tornado.
You deserve to get your money taken. You're stupid for paying that money out. You deserve to have a terrible time. I can't wait to watch you suffer.
I will stick to going to just regular fucking concerts. I'm not going to none of these fucking festivals. Too much bad shit's happened here lately.
Nope. I mean,
what was it? Just end of last year with fucking damn Burning Man.
Oh, that shit. There was a
Burning Man with that.
Early last year, we were talking shit about fucking Blue Ridge Rock Fest because that was a fucking shit show.
And then Burning Man happened.
Yeah, we're going to a show on 3 days before my birthday, but it's a small place, Starland. The place is like the size of my apartment. Like it's.
Yeah, but if they do it all the time, that's different.
And like when I went to see Flogging Molly last year in February, and the place was called.
What was that place? What was that band? Great Shark? That lit up the damn White Shark?
White Shark?
Yeah, White Shark. I'm sorry, Jay. I didn't mean to offend you.
No, not at all.
Your age.
No.
Hit him right below the fucking belt there with the age comment.
He was like, White Shark. I'm like, yeah. Calm down.
I think my internet's cutting in and out because, like, yeah, that's just wanted to make sure I was here.
You keep going in and out.
We do have storms in the area, so it's entirely possible.
What are you going in and out of?
The internet. I think the internet might have been cutting in and out. That's why I couldn't hear you as well. That's why I repeated myself.
God damn. Good old joke just flew over your fucking heads. No.
White shark? Yeah.
No, not the white shark. I said, did you catch it?
Yes, I caught it. But you were asking Jay specifically, so I was acting like I didn't catch it because I wanted to see if Jay fucking got it.
I know. I was hoping Jay got it. Jay didn't get it.
Jay didn't fucking get it.
Jay's
I think his punishment is he should just fucking go to KC and shave his head bald.
That's not going to be
straight over it like it's fucking smooth as a baby's ass anyways.
How about this? How about you just give him cornrows?
Ew, gross. No, that's not Jay. That's so not Jay. That is so not Jay.
Jay's turning a new leaf in his old age. But yeah, no, the joke was, what is Jay? What are you going in and out of? And you said the internet, and it was just, you missed it, man.
And you're right, I did. What was the joke? What was I supposed to be going in and out of?
Anything.
Bro, in and out.
Oh, dude, I'm old. John, if you want to, God damn it, John. Okay, let me tell you a little, hold on.
I love fucking read.
God damn it, here we go. This is how we're going to have to do it. Give me a second.
You're not going to opsec this shit right now, right?
No, not at all. I'm just going to.
We're about to go into a giant fucking debate.
It's just going to be a little Jay story time. If you're going to make a joke about the old in-out, I'm so old that like that joke, for that joke to register in between my ears and this and like all this gray matter and all the fucking broken glass and like loose screws, you know, and bricks, you know, shy of a load, all that up here. The only way for that joke to register is if you make that joke more like a Clockwork Orange, like. I only register in out as a sexual innuendo from jokes from like or from lines from A Clockwork Orange. Yeah, that's how old I am. Yeah. Sorry, John.
That is a very, I don't know if it's interesting, weird, or just
scary. Yeah, I know. Sad. Agree.
Coming soon to a podcast near geriatric patients.
Can we agree? Can we just agree? Let's agree.
We could agree. But yeah, Blue Ridge Rock Fest. Get your tickets today.
John is really hoping that some of you out there that listen to this show are dumb enough to buy tickets.
I really want you guys to buy those tickets.
Jay is too.
I need access to some kind of counter where we have a specific topic we start talking about. I can just put a number on the screen for how many times whoever brought up the topic says something about it.
Dude, like
just counter for how many times does John try to convince people to buy tickets to Blue Ridge Rock Fest?
You know,
I'm going to do it until the Ridge Fest actually happens. Every week, they're going to have to sponsor me.
God damn it. It really got boring talking shit about video games every week. So, like, now I want to talk shit about people that, like, blow their fucking, like, hard-earned money on, like, less than
Blue Ridge Rock Fest. And Mike Tyson and Jake Paul fight. Interestingly enough, there's a weird demographic and a high number of people who pay for weird shit live.
That's why I want you to show your hat again. They can just buy our shit, John, and you can just throw me and Joe a bone here and there when you get all the money in. Okay.
Oh, I got you. The residuals are 12 cents a month. I got you.
All I need is two. All I need is two out of the 12. Cents a month. Two out of the 12. Two out of the 12. Give me two out of the 12. I love you.
Are you just going to let it build up like hot? What do they call that? Hollywood. That 2 cents,
that'll make his bank account balance an even number.
You know what Jay's doing, Schoolin? He's doing the, you know how like when actors, they either get like rights to the movie or they get like Hollywood credits. Jay's going for the Hollywood credits.
Because you get paid forever. I ain't got to fucking do shit.
Jay's getting his royalty checks.
Like literally just sit on my ass, play video games, read books, go fucking have a pint at the bar, and I don't have to do a fucking thing for the rest of my life. Please pay us. Please fucking pay us. If you're going to go to the Blue Ridge Rock Festival, buy some of that DD214 network shit, dude, and like the Clean Sanchez shit. Let
them know that your boy
sent you Blue Ridge. Rock that shit at Blue Ridge Rock Festival. Yeah. Rock that shit.
I'm pretty sure Slipknot's going to be there, but
Schoolini... Oh, no, they're not. They're not even going to make it to the show.
I don't know. Schoolini, have you been following everything that's been going on with Slipknot?
They just replaced the fucking drummer. They're not going to be at Blue Ridge Rock Fest.
They're not going anywhere, dude.
I don't know. I don't know, because they're talking about...
We live in the worst timeline. We live in the worst fucking timeline.
The new masks are made. The new masks are done. There's two new songs coming out, apparently. The new drummer, they apparently hoarded him from Sepultura. So, I don't know. I think they're going to be there.
No comment.
I'm going to put it this way. They're on the fucking, you know, posters. They're supposed to be there. They're not going to fucking make it.
I don't think Blue Ridge Rock Festival is going to make it. Like, I don't think Blue Ridge Rock Festival is going to make it. I don't think they've recovered from last year. I don't think they've recovered from last year yet.
I think there's still people that are plenty dumb enough out there. Marines, I'm talking to you. That no matter how many years they buy tickets to this show and it's a complete and utter fucking failure, they're going to continue to buy tickets to this show.
Oh, my God. God, dude.
Just saying.
For a 4-day general admission for a level 6 is $294. The VIP is $669. And the Rockstar Pass, it's $2,000. You could pay $2,000 and smoke a joint with Cheech at the 420 Expo for that much. That's
dude, I can do that. I can go smoke a joint.
You can just send me $2,000 and I'll turn it into fucking.
Dude, all I gotta do is go to East LA where Cheech lives and fucking like smoke a joint at his fucking like neighborhood bar with him. Like, I don't need to pay $2,000 at the fucking Blue Ridge Rock Festival to do that shit. If you really want, like, oh my God, boring, like $2,000 to smoke a fucking joint, dude. Like, guess what, dude? Like, been doing it for 30 years, dude. Like,
$2,000 to smoke a joint, then you got to bring your own joint too.
Seriously, like, what the fuck is that for two G's? You better give me like a fucking pound on my fucking way out, bro. You better give me like a fucking pound on my way out. Fuck you. Like, oh, fuck no, bro.
Like, fuck it, for two G's, you better fucking give me a handy before we start smoking.
Thank you, Joe. Fucking thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's Joe. That's my fucking buddy right there. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
You guys see for the TV shows, did you guys see the new trailer, official trailer for Fallout?
I have not.
But I did want to ask you about that because I saw that it came out. I didn't see the trailer. So can you clue us in a little bit, John?
So we're now understanding that the setting takes place of where the first two games took place, and that's in California, as there were a ton of Easter eggs that were being thrown around there to show that this is where it's going to take place. It's going to be interesting because you're going to be in three perspectives. One, a vault dweller who leaves the vault, which is going to be interesting because the vault, she's been inside the vault for 200 years. Well, she has it. She's like 30, like what, 20 something years old probably, but the vault's been closed. Yeah. Then you got the military aspect of it. Well, with the vault dweller, you have a new world kind of ordeal going on, you know, like a, yeah. You know, then you have the militaristic side with the Brotherhood of Steel, which has Aaron Moten playing as Maximus, a Brotherhood squire. And I think that's going to be the interesting story there because we're going to see, because in the Fallout timeline, by the time this show is out, there is a war that had happened between another military called the New California Republic. And so there's going to be some stories there. So there's a lot of stuff that they did right. But from watching interviews, you know, the cast and the way that they speak about it, they make it, they like they had a good time. And, you know, we've talked about the homie Walton Goggins.
Definitely.
You know, and he looks amazing as the ghoul.
Dude, one of my favorite characters of all time is him playing fucking, oh my God, Venus the Penis, dude, and fucking Sons of Anarchy, dude. Like,
now, since we're talking Fallout, May 18th.
What's happening May 18th?
Fallout London, new game.
That's right. Whoa. And I'm actually I'm really excited about that too, because you don't need to buy.
Okay. Is it looking okay?
It looks
to you too. To you too.
It looks great. So what's interesting about this is that this game is going to be, I'm pretty sure, is going to be considered lore because they created the whole game from scratch using an engine that they used for Fallout 4. And it all looks good. It looks like a brand new Fallout game, to be honest with you. And even though we're not getting Fallout 5 for at least 7 to 10 years, they said, because right now they're working on Elder Scrolls, and that's going to be another 4 or 5 years till that comes out, most likely. But it looks, you know, the Fallout London looks amazing. It really does look like a fun game to play.
So Fallout London is a mod developed by a separate development company from Bethesda made for Fallout 4. That's pretty much a whole separate game on top of Fallout 4.
A whole development team doing it for free too.
Mm-hmm.
Without the help of Bethesda, you know, without like they're doing all this stuff themselves, and that's what makes it amazing, you know. And there's a couple other mods too. There's Miami that's being worked on. That one looks pretty good. There's also Vault 13, which is one that I'm personally super excited for because it's a 3D version of the first Fallout game, which tells the story of the first Fallout game, which is super awesome, especially for those who have played those games in that era. I just played them for the first time to cover for Yumi and Lore, and the experience of playing those older games, having to click 1,000 times to get to a space that you need to get to, it was a different time. But the show looks so good. All episodes come out April 11th. Fallout London comes out May 18th. Mm-hmm. You know, and then
What streaming service is that they're going to be on?
It is a Prime exclusive.
Okay.
Prime exclusive, and that it's going to be for all episodes are going to be available. So don't call me April 18th, April 11th. Don't call me April 11th. So, but yeah, Walton Goggins just looks fucking fantastic, and he seems to be the one who's most excited when doing the promotions for the show. And he's just
like a good dude. He seems like a good dude.
He's ready. He's this is new for him. You know, you've seen the stuff that we've all seen his work. He's amazing. You know,
he was great in fucking Hateful Eight too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say I'm interested to see how this show turns out. Because it seems like ever since The Last of Us came out, the race for video game adaptations to TV shows has started.
And to get
obviously, you know, we've had the big comic book to fucking movie and TV craze happening for fucking years. It's overdone. It's time to move on from that. We're getting, you know, we got The Last of Us. There's another season of that's going to be coming out. We're getting Fallout.
Super Mario.
New Sonic movies. The first Super Mario Bros. Movie, which was a good fucking movie. Which actually this past Sunday, Nintendo on Mario Day, March 10th, announced Illumination, that they're actively in process of getting the storyboards put together for the second Super Mario Bros. Movie, which will come out in 2026.
Yeah. And then who's to say it might not come out even sooner?
TV show.
That's right. No, that's a movie, Borderlands. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And I also want to say what's going to make Fallout very special is that it's not a recreation of a story that we know already, with no characters that we've seen before in any of the games. Even though the whole lore of Fallout takes place throughout a 200-year time span, you know? So it's going to be interesting to hear a new story in the Wasteland. So buckle up, bitches.
And you want to know who's voicing Claptrap for the Borderlands movie?
Oh, I know who it is, but say it. It's perfect.
Jack motherfucking Black.
He's actually good for the part.
As Jade is like, nah, fuck this shit.
John already knows.
Oh, I know, you're over it.
No, not over it. Oh, like, I've been over him, like, since the 90s, before he was even, like, famous. Like, it's not his fault. It's not his fault either. I'm sure he's a great dude. John knows. John already knows.
Like, yeah. Are you guys going to go see Dune too?
Yeah. Thank you, John. Thank you for the segue, John. Thank you for the segue, John.
And your boy, John, your boy Bobby Lee's in it.
I know, but I don't know if he's playing an original character or a character that's... I don't know who Larry is.
Now, what was the... Were we segueing to Dune 2? Because...
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what I heard.
Are you guys going to watch it?
I mean, like everything.
I love Dune 1. I love Dune 1, and now have to rewatch Dune 1 so that I can go see Dune 2.
So I was obviously talking shit about remakes earlier, and I will say the only remake recently that I enjoyed was the first Dune.
Yeah.
That came out here recently. So Dune 2 is on the must-watch list.
Absolutely.
I'm going to do the same thing I did with Dune 1, which is wait till it fucking comes out on HBO Max or Max, I'm sorry, because of fucking rebranding or whatever.
I fucking hate that it's called Max, and it's got the Cinemax logo. It's insane to me.
So, you know, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm just going to wait till it hits there. Like, I used to be big on going to the fucking theater and watching movies and shit. We were supposed to go see fucking some movie back around Valentine's Day, and we just ended up not fucking doing it. Wasn't that
a weird horror?
I think we were going to go watch Madam Web, the new fucking Spider-Verse movie.
Kind of glad I heard that was a pile of dog shit.
Yeah, I'm glad, because I mean, yeah, I well after the fact, like the day, because we were going to go see it opening night, and then the next day I'm looking on the internet and it's nothing but that movie getting fucking bashed, and I'm like,
and there's a huge lawsuit now because of that too,
dude. People aren't getting their fucking money back, bro, and like people are paying, kind of like the Rock Ridge, you know, like Blue Ridge Rock Festival.
Apparently that movie was just like a ploy for them to put Peter Parker as a baby in the movie so they could continue, so that Sony could continue making Spider-Man movies. But Marvel's like, you're fucking up our brand, so we're taking this bitch back.
That's pretty much that's pretty much what it was it set up so that way Sony could use Peter Parker in the movie in some way, and the way they used him was as a fucking baby. And what that did was that reset the year count between when Sony does a fucking Spider-Man for how long, because I think it's like there has to be 7 years of Sony not using that character before it officially goes back to Marvel.
Yeah, but it was never confirmed that it was Peter Parker, though, was it? I don't think so.
I don't fucking know. I didn't watch the damn thing.
Nah.
I just read shit. And I'm glad I read shit versus watching it, because I'd have probably fucking been pissed and asked for a fucking refund. I'd have turned into a total fucking Ken. Speaking of which, Ryan Gosling at the Oscars.
Dude.
In his whole fucking get up.
Jesus.
Singing I'm Just Ken.
That whole ass thing. Like that.
You knew it was going to fucking happen, Jay. I don't care who you are. Anybody that was involved in the fucking Barbenheimer fucking bullshit last year those movies came out, you knew during the Oscars at some point Gosling was going to be fucking performing that goddamn song.
It was coming. It was fucking coming, and boy, did it happen. In spades,
and it gentlemen. Came all over the fucking Oscars.
Yeah.
Was it good at least? Because I didn't watch it.
It actually, that motherfucker was part of the Mickey Mouse Club, bro. He can sing, he can dance, he can act. Fucking like, dude, he got pawned off like that. He is grown up in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm. He must have been illuminated early on. Then
I can talk about that right now.
Yeah, he got the John Cena treatment years ago.
Yeah. At a much younger age, John. Yeah.
Terrible.
But
no, but was it good? Were there any good trailers that came out during the commercials? Like,
there was some good stuff, but that's not exactly a positive segue right now.
Yeah.
Joe, tell us about the good stuff at the Oscars, please. Like,
I mean, really, the only thing, because I've just been reading articles about it and shit. The funniest thing I found was just scrolling fucking the good old Ticky Tack today and yesterday. So Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito were up there to present an award. And they went on this entire, like, they embodied their old Batman villains that they portrayed. And Michael Keaton's out in the fucking audience. And they just start talking mad shit to him as if he's fucking Batman. As if they're Mr. Freeze and fucking Penguin. Like going back and forth, like Danny asks Arnold, well, how did he defeat you? And Arnold's like, by exposing my true weakness, love. And DeVito's all, you know, just they're cracking jokes. And then they're like, you know what? I think he's here. There he is. Batman, what are you doing here, you son of a bitch?
That was good.
Like, they just did a whole comedic sketch on it, and it was perfect. Like, it was one of those things that you would it worked well.
Pretty much.
And he didn't even kind of crack a little bit of his fucking smile when it was happening.
I and like,
then did like one of these things towards them.
I like it because you get like a 2-for-1. You get a twins reunion, and then you get like a
Batman villain.
Batman crossover.
Yeah. And that's the thing. When I first saw it before the video started playing, I was like, oh, they're going to have some kind of twins reunion bullshit here. And then it went totally to the other side of the fucking field.
Well, did it?
With,
what's the one that they do for TV? That's the Emmys?
Yes. Yes.
They did really good with that one, the last one, where they've got like all the retro sets from the old shows. Did you see that, Spillane?
I didn't see that. I'm sorry.
They had Cheers. They had Martin.
I saw what you were talking about, because they kind of did like a little musical skit where everybody kind of came out during their portion, and they kind of played the theme songs and went from stage to stage, where it was the different sets like Cheers.
Martin was one of them.
Jordan, Frasier.
That was the one. Frasier. Yeah. I wish they like.
If you look at it, Cheers kind of kicked off a lot of those shows from the early 90s, because Cheers kind of spun into Frasier and there were like two or three other shows.
Wigs? Was Wigs a spinoff?
No, Frasier was a spinoff, and then Wings was a.
There was another spinoff. There was another spinoff.
Wings and Northern Exposure, I think, were spinoffs of each, or one was a spinoff of each other, and like somehow like there was a show called General Hospital. Was it General Hospital?
Wasn't there a sitcom with like a news reporter? And wasn't that like?
Yeah, it was Murphy Brown. Thing? Murphy Brown.
Was that a Cheers spinoff?
No, I don't. But they have crossover characters, and that's where General Hospital came in. Like they all tied into like.
Well, and that's like Ted Danson. He had a show that was kind of a spinoff.
I'm looking it up. Hold on.
God, those shows were so good back then, weren't they?
Saying Elsewhere. Because
Ted
Danson. So the final episode of Saying Elsewhere revealed that the entire TV show of Saying Elsewhere was in the mind and like in a snow globe. Of an autistic child. But Saying Elsewhere had so many crossover characters from so many other TV shows from the 80s, and those TV shows had crossover characters to other TV shows, that the TV show Saying Elsewhere is like the origin point of like 80s TV. And it was all in the mind of like an autistic kid. I love that part. Like, that shit makes me smile, dude. Like, that shit makes me smile.
And that was when the 80s.
Yeah, that was the 80s TV. Yeah, Saying Elsewhere. Yeah, the very final episode, like the final episode, series finale, everything's over after this one. Revealed that it was a child. An autistic child dreaming the events that had occurred like throughout the entire like history of the show.
That's so interesting. Did you guys have breaking news about a football player in the incident?
Football player Mark Coleman, dude, like UFC fighter, like UFC champion.
UFC fighter, excuse me.
UFC champion, like MMA fucking, like, you might want to look this up, Joe or John, because there might be updates. Mark Coleman has been rushed to a hospital this evening after saving his parents from a fire. And apparently his dog woke him up and he got his parents out of the house and went back in the house for the dog. It doesn't sound like the dog made it, but that sounds like the goodest boy of all time, or girl. Like that dog definitely freaking like is walking across the Rainbow Bridge right now, waking up Mark Coleman so he could get his parents out of there. And Mark Coleman is currently, apparently he was life flighted. He was life flighted. And so, go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
So this is a statement from Mark Coleman's daughter. As many know, our dad was involved in a house fire early this morning, along with his parents and his beloved dog Hammer, Morgan wrote. He managed to carry both his parents out of the house, but despite his best efforts, was not able to save Hammer. He was life-flighted to the hospital where he's currently battling for his life after this heroic act.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's a good goddamn dog. And that's a good goddamn Mark the Hammer Coleman.
We're going to put both Hammer and Mark Coleman on the Wall of Fame for this week.
Oh, yeah. That's what you do, folks. And
Hammer,
you do, folks.
Hammer, you are the goodest fucking boy.
The goodest dog. The goodest dog of all time. Like,
and to the Coleman family, you know, our heartfelt well wishes are with everybody dealing with this situation. It's never an easy thing.
You don't have to be a soldier to do the right thing. Some people just got it in their hearts. Some people just got that fucking shit in their hearts.
Some people just comes fucking naturally too. So, you know, we're here for it. We're here. We're paying attention. You know, we hope the best, and we hope a speedy recovery, and a good recovery.
He named his dog Hammer. That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The dog's name was Hammer, and his nickname was the Hammer.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Well, Hammer definitely earned a trip.
So yeah, there's that. Also, article that came out this week. I'm not sure if you read it, Jay. I shared it to you and John last night when I saw it. Some Chiefs and Dolphins fans are now facing amputations after the playoff
game. Right. Correct
Kansas City.
Yeah, like the game we talked about, me like fuck no I'm not working that game. Like
Dr. Megan L. Garcia, a general surgeon at Kansas City's Grossman Burn Center, told Fox 4 this week that 70% of the medical center's patients referred for frostbite injuries suffered them at the January wildcard game and are being advised to schedule amputations.
What were the temperatures that day? Do you remember?
Sub-zero.
Negative 4 temperatures and a negative 27-degree wind chill. So when you add the wind chill in, it was negative 27.
So a number of those people who were at that game are now a number of them are having to get amputated.
They're facing amputation. You can choose.
You schedule it.
you can choose to leave that body part attached, but it's dead. Like that's why you're advised to amputate, because like,
and I mean, at the same time, it could be just as simple as a finger.
Yeah.
It could be a piece of your cheek right here. It could be a piece of your cheek right here.
That's why we don't go outside under 32 degrees. You know what I mean?
I know we talked about it. We talked about it here several weeks ago when that game was going on, and we talked about how cold it was here. It was right after we got moved into our new house here. And I'm telling you guys, dude, like I did this shit in the Army, dude. I did this shit in the Army. Nobody should have fucking been at that stadium that day. Like the teams, the fucking staff, the people working at the stadium, especially the motherfucking fans, like driving conditions weren't that great. You know what I mean? Like the whole nine, Like it was too cold. Like it's 2024, dude. Like we don't have to pretend we're in the fucking 60s anymore. Okay. Like, you know, like the ice bowl became football legend for a reason, because it doesn't happen very often. Even as cold as Green Bay gets, it doesn't happen very often. This shit wasn't even number one. This shit was like number four all time. But the fact that it made like the top five, the fact that it cracked the top five, nobody should have fucking played a football game that day. That's
crazy.
It's not so much when you're moving around. Notice none of the football players, you know what I mean? Like, are the ones facing this stuff. It's the fans.
Yeah.
It's when you stand still. If you're moving, if you're in movement, you know what I mean? If you're keeping juices flowing in your body, especially in cold weather, obviously. But when you're standing or staying, you know, idle in those kind of temperatures, no bueno, just no bueno. And yeah, that's kind of what Joe's getting at. And yeah, that happened right here in beautiful Kansas City, Missouri. So cheers to your amputations. I hope everything works out.
Yeah. In other news, did you know that hip-hop artist Shaggy was in the Marine Corps?
Yeah, I did. I totally knew that.
Yeah, he was an artilleryman.
You have a range about this like 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. Well, he just came out and revealed how he came out with his voice. Let's listen to this.
I want to hear
it one time, Mr. Loba. But I got this voice by mocking drill instructors in the military. Because in the Marines, the drill instructors would go, "Hey, boy, drop and give it 20. Let's go, boy." And I would mock him as a form of joking. Because it motivated, you know, your platoon. I just sang that song in that voice. Because, you know, it sounded cool. And all of a sudden, O Carolina blew up, and now I'm faced with a situation that I'm gonna have to sing every song like that. If you listen to songs like Big Up or Mumpy, those songs are sung in a different voice than O Carolina. It's a different tone. It is not the same tone as I would on, you know, O'Carolina.
So there you have it.
Dude, that's exactly what I do when I sing karaoke. And I just want to say, like, life is one party when you're still young, but who's going to have your back when it's all done?
Oh, shit.
The fact that you know those lyrics is actually kind of interesting to me. That's how we got the voice. I think it's pretty funny that he revealed that. Also,
that is actually an interesting fact.
Yeah, it really is.
If you're a singer, that's known as a falsetto. That's called a falsetto. So like when you change your tone of voice or what you normally sound like speaking into however you're singing, that's a falsetto. So it doesn't really matter what pitch or how deep or how high you go. As soon as you remove your natural voice, it becomes falsetto. He's basically describing a falsetto.
Yeah.
Like that's fucking A Shaggy. Hoorah. Hoorah, devil. Hoorah.
That's right. And the last story I got here is Camp Pendleton squadrons start training with the Ospreys again after aircraft's grounding is lifted. Now, we were covering this not too long ago with the Ospreys being inoperable and all that. But it's nice to know that they're back. They're back.
I don't know what to say.
It's an exciting piece of equipment, the Osprey.
Yeah, it is. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch fly. I've seen them fly.
Just say it.
You know what's an even more interesting piece of equipment? Sergeant Major's grass.
That motherfucker, dude.
You know, I never had to mow the lawn.
Did Did I tell you guys I got to guard the fucking Super Bowl trophy?
Oh, well, let's end it with that because let's talk about that.
We're talking about hardware. We're talking about hardware, right?
I showed it to my son. And he was like, I showed him the trophy. He was like, is that the Chiefs trophy? I was like, yeah. He was like, I like the Chiefs.
Here, Johnny. I just sent something to the group, Chad. You can put that up. And like that was your boy. That was your boy. Like sometimes doing security is kind of boring.
Your text Quillini joined.
And that was like the real deal, Holyfield. Like, that fucking trophy has like dents in it and scratches from like when they partied with it. You know what I mean? Like that's the one. That's the one.
So that is the Super Bowl trophy.
Yeah.
So this is a big deal. You're because some people just, you're just guarding the trophy, but you're guarding the trophy. That's a big job.
Well, dude, in the city, when you're in the city of Kansas City, yeah, it kind of is. Like that's like probably the most important piece of hardware within the metro limits, you know, this year. It's still pretty fresh, and yeah, it's a big deal. And
now, my question is: are they going to encase that broken helmet of Mahomes from that fucking playoff?
I guarantee you, they have the plastic, the helmet, like the piece of plastic that broke off the helmet. I guarantee you, the whole thing is probably. It's probably going to go in the NFL Hall of Fame because they have like broken bats in the fucking baseball hall.
Yeah.
They have broken bats in the baseball Hall of Fame. Like, yeah, like this is the fucking thing that did the thing in this one game. Yeah. Like they have that shit. Like almost guaranteed. Almost guaranteed.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The Yankees just lost to the Blue Jays 8-1.
Dude, it's spring training. Chill the fuck out.
I know, but that's bad.
Oh, will you stop? You sound like Bobby the Brain Heenan right now, dude.
When do the fucking real games start? What the fuck is going on? But anyways, which one
do you guys become Gorilla Monsoon? When the fuck did I become Gorilla Monsoon? And why the fuck are you Bobby the Brain Heenan? That's what I get. I always thought I was like Bobby the Brain and you were Gorilla. And like all of a sudden, like roles are reversed. And like.
I always thought I was more like a Jim Ross. You're
rubbing off on John there, Jay. Or I can see
I get to use Jim Ross, and I might be a little bit more like the King Lawler ish, but I'm still more like the Brain.
Now, Sana Squilini has to choose between Corey Graves and Michael Cole.
No, fuck that shit.
We're not between either
of them.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
All right, Pat McCaffrey.
Nobody puts baby in the corner. We're not doing that. All right.
He's Pat McAfee then.
McAfee's still not even a fucking good choice here.
John, we're gonna fucking like powerbomb you onto some thumbtacks, dude, like someday.
As long as it's recorded as content,
I'm gonna totally Mick Foley you through the top of a fucking steel cage.
I just gotta send a fucking quick shout out to like Superhuman. Like
oh god,
like that Juggalo kid.
Jesus like Christ.
Yeah, that's gonna be you, John. Me and Joe are gonna fucking like put you through some shit.
This is for all the juggalos and juggalettes.
Fuck this shit! And then like the way it's just the way he screams. His screams are so like
he has hasn't gotten like permanent damage from this yet.
I doubt it. No, you can no.
From the way he talks, he's definitely gotten some kind of damage.
John, you're gonna find out soon enough. You're gonna be fine. You're going to be fine.
One day we're all going to be in the same fucking vicinity and you're not going to see it coming. You're going to just randomly have a grunt and a fucking MP just power bomb you through some random piece of fucking lawn furniture. You will find out soon enough.
Fluorescent light bulbs and barbed wire and thumbtacks and like all the fun stuff. I'm going to make you walk across Legos, John.
Legos ain't shit, man.
I feel like any person should be allowed to have kids. They should have to walk through a fucking 100 yards across fucking Legos.
A Lego, Lego, what do you call it? Like a Lego, like a Lego maze.
Agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, shit.
We did it.
Yes, we did.
Do you feel rested now, John? After your nap, do you feel rested?
No.
So I do want to point out how, John, you said at the beginning of this episode you weren't going to fucking talk. And then you did a lot of fucking talking.
You didn't have a choice.
John was a good producer today. He earned his cookies.
He earned his slice of pizza. April 6th, I'm going to take like a fucking month-long vacation.
No, the fuck you're not. Oh, shut the fuck up. The fuck you're not.
I don't think he's going to trust
you. He wouldn't even know what the fuck to do with himself with a month. He wouldn't. John, shut the fuck up. No, you're not.
I'm going to
sleep. Don't lie to yourself.
Go ahead and do that. Give me full fucking production access. I got you, boo.
I got you.
But you won't do it. No balls. Manchester.
Oh, I'm going on vacation, baby. Let's go.
But you won't do it.
Who wants to take final thought?
Joe? Me?
Doesn't matter to me.
Joe?
I guess that means I'm fucking doing it.
No, gotcha. I'm asking. I can do it. I'm
good with it. I mean, I already started kind of a heartfelt message earlier with the whole hammer situation.
Let's do it. Go ahead. I got you.
Alrighty. Well, you know, it's that time of every episode, everybody. As always, we take mental health seriously here. Yes, we joke around, we pick on each other constantly, like any grown ass adult with common sense can do without getting hurt and all that. But there are serious issues out there. Mental health and suicide definitely being one, especially veteran suicide within our country. And we want to empower everybody to reach out for that help or reach out to even somebody who you don't even know. You might be feeling fine and dandy, but reach out to a battle buddy of yours you haven't talked to in a while. If you're needing assistance and you don't feel like reaching out to somebody you directly know, then you can always text or call 988 or dial 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK to get in touch with a member of the National Suicide Hotline. Those tools are there for a reason. They're there to give you resources, give you an ear, let you vent, let you talk through whatever situation you're going through. Nothing is ever bad enough to go through and take your own life. There's always a brighter end at the end of the tunnel. I've been there. I know Jay's been there. He's talked about it before. We've all been through struggles, been to that point where we thought this is the end. We've got nothing else to go for. We've reached out. We've sought the help we need in those scenarios, and we want anybody feeling that way to do the same. Even if it's not contacting the hotline, contacting a friend, family member, you can reach out to any of the three of us via Discord. We're always open and willing to listen. You might not know us personally. You might know us personally, depending on how you came to watching the show. But we definitely are there for all of our viewers. We want all of our viewers to continue to be here week in and week out with us for the insanity that ensues during our shows. So, you know, I just, you know, everybody keep an ear out for those cries for help. Reach out to somebody that you haven't talked to in a while. That might be the saving grace for that person. Reach out yourself for help if you need it. There's no shame in that. We want to see everybody back here. It's going to be 178. Well, a little over 178.
68. Love you.
68. Okay, over 168. Sorry. Good. Nice.
Still check. Love you. Still love you. 40 and slip.
Mm-hmm. But we hope to see everybody back here for the next episode, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and ready to roll. That's it for this evening. We will see you later.
Love you guys. Love you, John. Good job today, buddy. You made it.
Good job, John. We're proud of you.
You tried.
We did it. 150 episodes, bitches. That's motherfuckers. 150.